This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Portions of this program are pre-recorded.
This is the Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Hey, glad to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by. We've got a ton going on. U.S. Representative Kat Kamik will be in the program about the border, about the budget bill that's coming up, about what the Republicans will actually do with the House of Representatives. And much, much more. Make sure you stick around. Plus, Gregory Wrightstone, he's got the book out called Inconvenient Facts when it comes to climate change and what's really happening with the climate. He's going to give you just direct fact, and you're going to love it. In light of all the stuff going on now, where the left is flying around in private jets and then lying about how somehow you and I, because we eat meat or we have children, are somehow affecting climate. He's going to give you the straight skinny. We've got that for you as well. Plus, the former president hints to some huge announcement tomorrow. I think he called it a major announcement tomorrow. On the 15th of December, we're going to speculate as to what that might be on a Wednesday. Let's go. Oh, and we got Joe Biden saying something, and I don't know what he's saying. We'll have that for you, too. Carrie, how's it going?
Going okay. How are you?
Okay. Polo making it happen. Sam in the house. Got the braids working today. The braid. Break it down. You know it. Floppy head. Cabbage patch. Running man. Carrie, you doing it?
No.
You know why?
You.
I know why.
I am too fun. This is the third hour.
No fun. Funless. Is that a word?
No.
It's not?
No.
This is Red Hot Chili Peppers, Hump de Bump. Invariably, someone will email me, what was that song? Bumps and Humps or something. Yeah, it's Hump de Bump. Red Hot Chili Peppers for Hump Day, downhill to the weekend from here. Again, glad to have you along for the ride. It's always intriguing when former President Trump says he's going to drop a big announcement. Now, last time he said this, he gathered everybody at Mar-a-Lago, and what always cracks me up, Carrie, is that even the mainstream left fake news media that hates him shows up.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's funny, course. Because they cannot stand him. But you know damn well, quietly in those newsrooms, are all vying to be the one to go cover it.
Mm.
You know they are, because people are going to pay attention when Trump speaks. Now, DeSantis is surging, doing very well. Some polls put him ahead of Trump. If there were a head-to-head competition in 2024, but there's a lot of time in between now and then. So I don't think he's going to be dropping out of the race or anything like that. I've had some people speculate with me about what he might be saying tomorrow, but you've got a New York Post story that sort of puts it in perspective. And in the story, do they speculate or do they just say that he's making an announcement?
I think they just say he's making an announcement.
All right, what do you have?
From the New York Post, the Donald to the rescue. Former President Donald Trump teased an upcoming announcement with a superhero-themed video Wednesday, baiting his Truth Social followers with a promise of a major announcement the following day. In the 15-second clip, the 76-year-old Trump told viewers America needs a superhero. Fantastical music blared as the screen cut away to an animation of the former president posing like Superman in front of Trump Tower, tearing open his business suit to reveal a chiseled T-logo bodysuit and laser-like eyes. The message concludes with text promising a major announcement December 15th. And the bizarre video is not the first time Trump has borrowed from pop culture to promote his agenda. In November 2018, he famously teased sanctions on Iran by tweeting a Game of Thrones-inspired meme. Months later, in April 2019, he tweeted a fan-made video aimed at his celebrity detractors set to the score of the 2012 film The Dark Knight Rises. Trump announced his third consecutive presidential campaign November 15th, but his run has been overshadowed by a series of self-inflicted controversies and has so far failed to recapture the media buzz of his first candidacy in 2015 and 2016. Trump's team did not immediately respond to the Post inquiries, but speculation swirled on social media about what the announcement might be. Guesses include Trump announcing a return to Twitter after CEO Elon Musk restored his account on November 19th.
A lot of people speculating today. I've had friends texting me memes and ideas of what he might be doing. America needs a superhero. Sam, let's open them early here. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. JoePags.com. Scroll down, click on contact if you want to contact that way. Follow me on Twitter. Follow me on Instagram. Follow on Getter. They're all at Joe Talk Show. They're verified accounts. If it's not verified, it's not me. On Instagram, somebody made a new account, Joe Talk Show _. That's not me, even though they stole my picture. At Joe Talk Show, and it's a verified account. That's how you know it's me. I put a couple of short videos up today. I put four or five up yesterday. Go and check out the reels on Instagram, at Joe Talk Show. Do it right now. We're close. We'll be 70,000 probably by the end of the day, and hopefully we'll get up to 100,000 soon. On Twitter, people are now actually seeing what I'm tweeting, so go check it out there. Getter as well. Plus, I put a reel up on Facebook last night just to see if anybody would see it. 5,000 or 6,000 people did see it, which is interesting because you can't see my posts otherwise on Facebook. But again, you contact me through all those social media sites. On Truth Social, it's at Joe Pags, J-O-E-P-A-G-S. The speculation, Carrie, you see some of the other speculation? Is he's going to return to Twitter, but that doesn't save America. What else have you heard?
I've heard that he's going to announce his running mate.
That'd be kind of early, wouldn't it?
I would think so. And another one is that he's going to try for Speaker of the House, which we've talked about.
That's the one that people are sending me, the Speaker of the House one, which is interesting. So here's the question for those who are watching and listening. 888-941-7247. What can the announcement possibly be? What is your speculation? I'd like to hear it. Would you want him to be the Speaker of the House? I've said oftentimes that he would not be the Speaker of the House, that would be a step down for him, but boy, would he be a thorn in the side of the other side on in the House and also the Senate that's being run by Democrats, be a real thorn if he were to be the Speaker of the House. That's interesting. I don't think there are enough Republicans in the House that would vote for him as Speaker. And let me say it again. Those of you who are confused, okay? The Speaker of the House can be anybody. It doesn't have to be a member of the House. The way that it's worded in the Constitution, the members of the majority of the House can select their Speaker. It doesn't say can select their Speaker from those in the House of Representatives. However, over the course of time, through our history in this country, there has never, ever been anybody selected outside the House. So this would be unprecedented. It would be a first of its kind. But again, I don't see him with his busy schedule deciding, I'm going to go and be the Speaker of the House and be engaged in the House of Representatives and be in Washington when he doesn't have to be. So I don't think that's it, although it's interesting to speculate. Could it be that he's returning to Twitter? Well, returning to Twitter and tweeting to his, I don't know how many members he has now. Let me look it up quickly, because when he came back on, I think it went back up to like 85 million followers. Let me see what it says now. Let me know if does he show up in the search yet? He does. He's got 87.8 million followers on Twitter. The last tweet that he made was January 8th, 2021, right before they banned his account forever. And of course, it's been unbanned. Okay? So if he shows back up on Twitter, he's got a bigger voice than he does on Truth. But Truth is his. And I don't see him saying, well, Truth isn't working, I'm going to just show back up on Twitter. Now, can he use both? Yeah, it's not a zero-sum game. You can have the same followers on Twitter as you have on Truth. So that's not going to change anything. But would that be heroic for the American people? I think not. So I don't know what else it could be. I think it's interesting speculation he could be announcing his vice president. But knowing President Trump, he is the superhero. I can't see him saying, I'm bringing on a superhero as my vice president. You know what I mean, Carrie? I think that would be weird.
Yeah, that makes sense. You mentioned, you know, we talk about, I think it's a long shot about him deciding, you know, he wants to be Speaker of the House. But you mentioned, you know, Ron DeSantis, who's surging in the polls right now, even beating President Biden, along with Trump, that maybe some people are speculating, you know what, maybe let DeSantis have this. I'm going to try for Speaker of the House, maybe get something done there. I don't know.
Honestly, do you see him stepping aside for DeSantis?
Well, no. No.
Come on. I get it. Some might speculate that he's going to announce that DeSantis is his vice presidential nominee or his.
I don't see that either.
Well, there could be an electoral college issue too if they did that because again, if it comes down to electors, both being from Florida, both having residency in Florida, that could hurt them if it's a tight race. So, having said all of that, I wonder what you speculate. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. What do you think former President Trump will announce tomorrow, and how will that make for us to see a superhero saving America? Keep it here. Coming right back.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Hi, great to have you. Thanks. I appreciate you stopping by. There's a lot going on. There's a lot to get to. U.S. Representative District 3 Republican, great state of Florida. Kat Kamick will be on the program next hour. Nice long interview. Make sure you stick around for that. We're going to hit everything. The border, the budget, the trade for the merchant of death. We're going to get into all that and then some. And the Twitter stuff, too. For me, she is one of the young firebrand representatives that's going to stand up for America first and for what you believe as a conservative. So make sure you stick around for that. Also, Gregory Wrightstone on this program. Right now, we're discussing former President Trump made the announcement that tomorrow there will be a major announcement because America needs a hero. And then he released a short video that basically made him Superman out in front of Trump Tower. And one wonders what that announcement can be. It's not going to be that he's not going to run, because that wouldn't save America. It's not going to be that that he's going to show back up to Twitter. He might do that, but I don't think that makes him a hero. I think that would just mean that he's posting on Twitter again, which I think he should. At least one post or something. But I think at this point, he sort of doesn't want Elon Musk to reverse psychology him into doing it, which is interesting. I don't know what else it could be. Maybe announcing a running mate? I don't know. I don't think. But again, he surprised me before, so I wouldn't be surprised if he goes against what I'm about to say, but I don't see him stepping back to the Speaker of the House job because he, as president, had the ultimate job. I don't know how you step back and say, well, now I'll be something less than that. And also, he's a very smart, calculated guy. I don't think he can get 218 votes. I think there are enough Republicans that are rhinos or establishment that would not vote for him to be Speaker of the House. You'd need 218 to get that job. And again, it's never happened where somebody outside the House has been chosen as Speaker, but it is, according to the Constitution, certainly an available option. It'd be very interesting to see what happens. Let me tell you about Eden Pure. The thunderstorm is a great air purifier, and they call it the thunderstorm for a very simple reason. When a thunderstorm rolls through, it makes the air fresh and clean behind it, and you're going, okay, this is so much better than whatever was going on in the house before. You need this. Uses proven Oxy technology to get rid of those odors, get rid of those smells. Even if you don't know where the smell is coming from, the thunderstorm's going to get rid of it in just a few minutes. Unlike those candles and cover-up sprays a lot of people use, the thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad odors. It completely eliminates them. And best of all, you don't have to buy filters. It's going to save you money right there. And right now, you can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for the entire home. You're going to get 3 units for under $200 right now. Put one in your basement, your bedroom, your family room, your kitchen, anywhere you need fresh, clean air. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. Put in discount code PAGS3. Get 3 units for under $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Discount code PAGS3. That's P-A-G-S, the number 3. When you go to EdenPureDeals.com, that's the website, you're going to save $200 right now. Shipping is also free, so make sure you jump on that. We go to the phone lines. Richard, Texas, what do you think? What's Trump going to do?
I think it's potentially a list of, you know, vice presidential candidates. I don't think he's going to pick a single one yet. But he's going to put the list out there, and that's going to knock out some of his potential primary people that may, you know, run against him in the primary.
Okay.
Because they'll say, oh, I might be vice president, so let him not run in the primary, maybe. I think something like that will happen. And you should let Carrie drink some wine. She'll be more fun.
What? Is that a Rickroll or not?
No. No.
I think it is.
He's saying I'm not fun. So, not
well, you'd be more fun if you drank some wine, he says.
Mm-hmm.
He might be. I could be honest. You might be onto something.
No.
Will you go back to what you used to do and drink before the show?
Stop and not drink at work. And not drink before the show. There are people out there who really believe. I believe everything Joe Pack says about
I
got
to tell you something. I don't know what to make of that call. And here's why. I was ready to Rickroll him because I felt he was going to say, I think he's done this before with you. But then what he said
really
wasn't really
Rickrollable.
It really wasn't. It was Carrie drink before the show.
No.
So she'll be more fun. So, no. Rick, I don't know. Maybe I'll take the Rickroll away. I'm not really sure on that one. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. So would he, is it heroic to mention a list of names he would consider as vice president? Would that be heroic? I think he makes a good point before the comedy. I think he makes a good point that this would be a way to sort of whittle down the number of people that'll take him on in the primary season. Now, keep in mind, he beat 16 others in 2016 to get the nomination. That's pretty interesting to me. So I don't think he's afraid to run against 15 or 20 others, but I don't know. Do you put out a list? The word heroic is what's grabbing my attention.
Yeah. Because I think it has to be something about him. Because he's Superman. He's here to save the day. So I don't think it's going to be about somebody else.
I mean, his big announcement isn't going to be they're going to reinstate me as president. We found out fraud happened. I mean, that's, you know what I mean?
That's not going
to
happen. So
he can't, like, save the day. Oh, here I am to save the day. But to say, I mean, the only thing that can seem heroic to me is if he were going to engage somehow in the process. The only way he could engage right now is to be speaker. But before he would ever make an announcement, he would have to know that he has the votes, right?
I would say yes.
Otherwise, it would be embarrassing.
Yeah, I just don't know. I do not know what this man's going to say tomorrow.
I don't know. Let me go back to the phone lines. Patra, who is in Florida. Hi.
Hi. I'm a San Antonio girl.
Nice.
Raised, went to Ursuline Academy.
All right.
And none of my classmates like what's going down.
Yeah.
All right?
I'm with you.
We're conservatives. This is what I'm saying. Because he is egotistical, God bless him, a Speaker of the House, even though he would be great as a Mitch, he's not going to pull that off. He's going to pick someone like Carrie Lake, who's not going to take his stamina and his grandeur, and no one's going to pick on her because she's a woman and she's feisty. I'd like to see him with her.
Well, hold on. You think that he's going to announce Carrie Lake as the vice president tomorrow?
I would like that.
Okay.
Who else is he going to pick for a vice president?
I don't know.
He would be perfect.
It's not going to be Mike Pence, I'll tell you that.
I would say that. Or else he's not going to settle for speaker. Why would he?
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
That's not his bag.
No, Patrick, I 100% agree with you. I'm going to tell you why it won't be Carrie Lake, and I appreciate the phone call from Florida. Carrie Lake is still in a fight right now about the governor's office in Arizona. So the announcement being tomorrow would be premature if it has to do with Carrie Lake, unless it would be sort of an announcement with her where she says, I'm going to drop the case in Arizona and we're going to focus on 2024. That would be interesting to me. But I believe that she believes, and I believe this too, to be honest, that she believes that there were some hijinks in Arizona on Election Day in the midterms. And hello, the evidence is there. It's in all of the big media even. 20% of the tabulators just didn't work. She reports up to 60% issues in other places that happen to be predominantly Republican. A lot of people waiting in line for 3 hours and never even voted. So I don't think she's done with that fight. Would be interesting, but I don't think she's done with that fight. So I'm going to say no to that one right now. Let me say hi to Dave in Arkansas. Dave, what's going on?
Hey, Joe. You remember what Trump said? Or not what he said. The book he wrote, The Art of the Deal?
Yes.
I think he's going to announce that Ron DeSantis is going to be the vice president. Ron DeSantis is higher in the polls than Trump right now.
Right.
So why give it away? If he makes him vice president, let me go back first. If he makes him president, Ron DeSantis is great with his state, but he doesn't know about foreign affairs. He doesn't know about China. He doesn't know about Russia. He doesn't know about the Ukraine. This would be great for him to get all this in. And then in 4 years, Trump can't run again. boom, there goes Ron DeSantis for president.
Dave, I appreciate that speculation. I'm going to say no to that because, A, why would Ron DeSantis say yes to that knowing that he's leading in the polls? That wouldn't make sense. And B, as I mentioned earlier, if both candidates for president and vice president, if they're both from the same state, there could be an electoral issue if it's a close race because the individual states only have a certain number of electors for president and vice president, and the one state alone would deplete its electors on president and would not have the electors for vice president, again, if they're from the same state. It's better to be from two different states. Therefore, there won't be a shortfall. Keep it here. Coming back.
Don't be an A-dub. Stay with the Joe Pag Show.